This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910 Richmond. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique takes like only Frank and Hobbo can. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney. Hobbo is seated to my immediate right, and Chris Sill is over here back in the studio again, which is shocking. And anyhow, the Wahoos had a big week this week, Hobbo.
Big week. National NCAA championship number 21.
How about that?
Well, you know, and the other thing, you know, you don't think I keep up with soccer, but I noticed the other day that this was the third time in history that a school had both the men and the women playing in the national championship game for soccer.
In the same year.
The prior two times were North Carolina. So Virginia becomes the third team or school ever to have that accomplishment, and unfortunately the women didn't get it done, but the men did yesterday.
Well, you know, the women were close. They were tied up until the 83rd minute of their game. So think how close Virginia soccer collectively almost came. Anyhow, the Wahoo men defeated a disgruntled and unhappy group of Bruins.
Bitter and broken, you know, those Bruins. They're bitter and broken.
The coach said he felt like he had the better team. And, you know, I guess because UCLA.
After the game? Wow. Class act.
He did. I thought it was very interesting. It was the most backhand. He said, you know, you've got to put the ball in the net and blah, blah, blah. And then he drifted in. Now, I would think most people watching the game would have thought, you know, UCLA had the better team. I said, but not on the scoreboard, pal.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. The trophy, the hardware is coming back to Charlottesville. So,
and, you know, that's the seventh national championship trophy for soccer.
And the second for Coach Geldovich.
Which is awesome, who was just on our show, what, three, 4 weeks ago?
And he sounded tired, so he's probably really tired now, but happy. A happy tired now.
I would say he'd have to be Coach of the Year by all measure. And, you know, this was a team that had a lot of injuries. Eric Byrd went out at the worst possible time. He had two or three other offensive players that had major issues and missed all the season, basically.
And they had a terrific run, you know, beating Notre Dame, a team I think they had lost to once or twice during the regular season.
Beat them on the road.
Beat a very good Georgetown team on the road. And then beat
UMBC.
According to UCLA, beat a team that's better than they are and to win the title. So that's pretty good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think Geldovich, when he was on the show, Coach Geldovich made an interesting comment about the strength of their schedule. And we sort of sparred a little bit about that. Maybe you need a few softies in there. And he said no, even though he sounded exhausted on the air.
He really did that night.
But you've got to give him credit. I think he did some analysis in Virginia, the second hardest schedule in the nation. So to win the title after facing such a brutal schedule.
Obviously had a terrific game plan yesterday to get the game to penalty kicks and got it done. So congratulations to the Wahoos on a terrific year.
All right, a little housekeeping here. First off, we are excited tonight to have two excellent guests. First, leading off in just about 4 minutes, 3 minutes, is Barry Parkhill.
Who's he?
Who is Barry Parkhill?
See that guy that Hobbo carried all those years?
I tell you, there's a reason you had a bad back and had to get this hip replacement.
I know. I think you've just pointed out something key right there.
But, of course, Barry and Jim played together at Virginia from 71 to 73 and had a lot of great moments, and we're going to talk about those in a few moments. Also, we have Chris Horn coming up at the bottom of the hour. Chris, of course, is the Saber recruiting analyst and has been a terrific contributor really from day one on Who's Talking, and we always enjoy.
Well, he's had his moments. You know, he's had some mediocre appearances, but we hope he's at top of his game tonight.
Well, I've chastised him about he needs to pick up the pace a little bit.
Just kidding, Chris. Just kidding there.
You know, Chris, he's wrestling his young kids on the floor trying to get ready. In the meantime, I think let's let people know, Chris, how our fans can follow the show.
Who's Talking is streaming live on FoxSportsRadio.com and TheSaber.com. We encourage everyone to call 345-0910. All shows are archived on Sabre.com. Also, smartphone users can download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to Who's Talking anywhere. We have a Facebook page, so search Who's Talking, become a fan, and post questions and comments. All comments and questions are welcome.
And by the way, there will be a contest launched in the spirit of Christmas, Hobo.
Well, that's good.
We have some basketball tickets that we will be...
And basketball tickets are hard to come by these days.
Darn right, because we're going to talk about how many games are already sold out. I think 6 or 7 games are already sold out, and maybe 4 or 5 more are about to be sold out. So we will have a contest on Facebook for our followers. Please go to Who's Talking and become a fan. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. Jim and I are going to come up with a couple of maybe 1 or 2 good questions to challenge our fans, and should be a lot of fun. Let's knock off the LeClaire Ryan play of the game now. What do you say?
Go for it.
All right, so hats off to 6'6" UVA goalkeeper Callie Brown for shutting out the UCLA Bruins and intimidating the shooters in the penalty kick portion of the contest. He only allowed 2 scores during the penalty kick session, which is unbelievable in soccer. I mean, that's – I don't care if they hit the bar and they ricocheted or the post, whatever.
That's a pretty big goal for soccer.
You know?
It's not like a hockey shootout.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. It's unbelievable. So the number 16 UVA men's soccer team down the number 2 Bruins 4-2 to win the NCAA championship. All right. We are going to go now live to Barry Parkhill. Jim, you want to introduce?
I've said many times, I think George Welsh, Terry Hall, and Barry Parkhill are the 3 most significant contributors to Virginia athletics over the course of the last 40 years. Barry was Mr. Clutch in his day. I think Barry Parkhill, Brian Stith, Jeff Lamp, Wally Walker, some of the guys that at the end of the game you wanted the ball in their hands, which is unfortunate because that meant the ball was not in my hands, you know, but that's the way it works. But, Barry, we appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight to join us, talk a little hoop, among other things. Good news on the basketball floor, the 9-0. What's your assessment of the Hoos thus far in the 2014-15 campaign?
Well, before I try to answer that, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys, and having a guy like Jim Hobgood in the wing made any point guard a whole lot better way back in the day. Obviously, we're all thrilled about what Coach Bennett's doing with the basketball program. And needless to say, we're off to a great start. I, for one, in my opinion, is worth a nickel. I think we're not anywhere near what we will be. But being off to a great start is as good as it gets. And there's an incredible enthusiasm for our basketball program.
And I agree with you. I think the team can get better. But those last 2 games, to win at Maryland and then to win at the Siegel Center, that's a pretty impressive week for anybody.
It is, Jim. And any time you beat a really quality team on the road, it's almost like a win and a half. Part of my feeling is London missed some time in preseason, which some people knew about and some people didn't. And I think he's just rounding in the form, and he will only get better. And I think that will make us a better basketball team. And I think at the same time, I don't know if Tony's rotation is set yet. There's still going to be a lot of competition for playing time from guys off the bench.
Talk a little bit about the development of Justin Anderson. He just... seemingly, you know, he was a sensational athlete and did some spectacular things his first 2 years, but it just seems like he really has taken a huge leap between his sophomore and junior year. Well, second and third year. Let me get this right here.
Well, yes, indeed, Jim. And I think a big part of it is he's been consistently really good and not in spurts. And I think that is a credit to the young man for as hard as he's worked in the off season, and it also goes to Tony and his staff for being not only great coaches but great teachers of the game. And he's shooting the ball extremely well, and you know I hope he does that for the rest of his playing career. at the same time, he's got one of the best shooters ever in the history of basketball as his head coach, and obviously he's been doing a lot of listening to Tony.
And let me give you some credit. I've mentioned this before, but you were the guy 2-3 years ago when Anthony Gill first got to Charlottesville, and you watched him in some of the workouts over the summer and told me that this guy is really going to be a player and a significant contributor. There again, you were right on, and talk a little bit about his development and how important he is to this basketball team.
Obviously, one of, you know, you can't say any one kid's the best player, but Anthony's, you know, he's an undersized power forward, but he is a tough kid, obviously a great learner, and, you know, his first year here, he had to sit out. And having Akil Mitchell is someone to emulate, especially at the defensive end, has been invaluable for Anthony. But he is just one of the two or three hardest working kids, as I said before, really tough. And, you know, he gives us an inside score. And again, I think he will only get better.
And what about the side saddle free throw shooting? You know, it may look a little unorthodox, but his percentage is up significantly, so more power to him.
I don't know this for a fact, but I got to believe that Tony, in evaluating and watching film and the way Anthony shoots his jump shot, he probably just made some adjustments and, you know, Anthony feeling more comfortable shooting that way. And, hey, whatever works, stay with it.
I'm going to let Frank jump in a minute, but one last question. Jack Salt, I know you get a chance to see these guys work out in the summertime. It looks like he may be redshirted, but what's your assessment of the big guy?
I've seen practice many times starting this summer, and he's a, I'm going to say, 6'10", left-handed kid who, the thing I love about him is extremely aggressive. You know, you'd almost have to tone him down a little bit, which is a great challenge to have versus trying to toughen a kid up. And I just think the kid's got a really big upside. He's got a ways to go, but I think he's a kid that's going to be a really nice basketball player at Virginia before it's all said and done.
Hey, Barry, this is Frank. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Same to you, Frank, and always good to be with you guys.
Hey, Darren Atkins, we haven't gotten much information on his health, and I wondered if you knew anything at all. And the other question I had was, Merrill Shayok, did they ever expect him to be as good shooting the ball as he has already demonstrated so far?
I just watched a little bit of our news getting home this evening, and it sounds like Darren is making progress and he's expected to play this coming Thursday night. We've had 13 days off due to finals, but we've got three tough games in the next couple weeks, and it sounds like he's ready to go. And I think, as Tony mentioned on our news show, they're not going to put him out there if he's not ready to play, and he may have a little bit of adjusting to do, but he's just got to play through it, and obviously a very important part of the team. And Mariel, I really don't know how the coaches would feel, you know, in watching him play a lot this summer. Of course, he also went through some injury challenges, but he's just a really good basketball player, and he shot the ball well. I hope he continues to do that. When you're a young kid, you know, playing in college basketball for the first time, and you come out and produce, that just gives you so much confidence. And I hope that's the case with this young man. But not just his scoring, but the kid's a tough kid. I think he's picked up Tony's defensive scheme pretty well. And again, he'll only get better, but he's been a great addition.
You know, Mariel told me on media day, one-on-one, he just mentioned that he'd had a cyst removed from his right knee. And he said to me, "It's no big deal. I'm fine." And I said, "What is the strength of your game?" He says, "I like to shoot the ball."
That's my kind of guy right there.
Are you sure he's not from Uniontown, Pennsylvania? Who doesn't like to shoot the ball? But again, he's just got a great future ahead of him. And the thing, again, that I like about him is he's very aggressive. He's not afraid. He doesn't, you know, doesn't play with anything other than 100%, and you got to love that in a kid. Plus, he's a hard worker.
Hey, Barry, we got to go to our first break. Can you hang with us through the break, and we'll finish up with you on the other side, if that's okay?
Absolutely.
All right. We're visiting with Barry Parkhill, UVA legend. Stay tuned. We'll have more with Barry after these messages.
Mm-hmm.